Hello, Audioboo, this is me again, and I have decided to do a little bit of a sub-category in my boos. Those who are not interested are very welcome to skip it, as per usual. Again, it's a bit of a ramble, but it's, I mean, I've been talking about it in my general boos, but I want to kind of delve deeper into running and how it feels as a blind person, beginner, I should say. You know, so many people have asked, how did you get running? They just said, well, not all of them, but some of them just said, well, I've always been quite fit. I know some people, you know, who have only started recently. And the first thing I want to talk about, and pardon the rattling in the background in a minute, as I'm starting to get all the food stuff ready for me and Gav while I'm talking about this. So, first thing I want to establish, which I've only noticed recently, I kind of want to debunk a myth, which maybe it's not in your mind, maybe it's just me, maybe it was just my mind that was completely bonkers. But my mind said, in order to be, you know, fit, you've got to start early. You cannot become fit, or you cannot run, let's say, long distances and become fit and healthy if you're, you know, past a certain age. And I always felt myself that I would never be able to run, because I thought it'd be too late. I would, you know, when I was very overweight, I would listen to the people, you know, pounding away on the treadmill, and I would think, oh my God, I wish it could be me. But I never thought it would be me, because I just couldn't imagine it happening. Well, now it is me. And not only it is me, people, I've met this incredible lady, and I think I've mentioned her before Christmas, actually. I've met her in my Pilates group, and she said she had not started running until she was in the late 60s. Sorry about that. Bit dehydrated. But that, to me, is just like, hello, if she can do it and she's now 73, we can. I mean, I'm 27, people do it with 80, 40, 50, so what? You couldn't have been a couch potato for the last 50 years. It's not too late to start, it really isn't. So, that's the first myth that was in my mind, that I really wanted to debunk. So how did I get running? Well, obviously the whole weight loss thing has helped. Meaning, as soon as I lost, you know, quite a bit of weight, I started to run. But I started to sprint right away. And sprinting, of course, is not maintainable over a long period of time, is it? Unless you're really good. You know, really, really good. But if you're only just starting, it's not the best idea to start with a sprint. But, and then later I noticed that actually, if I slow down just a bit, I can go further. And I've noticed that myself, I didn't have to get, you know, training or a coach to realise that. So I would run, I would sprint, and I'd only be able to do 1 minute. And then I would jog, and I realised, oh my God, I can almost jog a half a kilometre, and then a kilometre, and then more and more and more and more. So I just kind of did a bit of jogging here and there, but nothing like major. I did a bit of jogging on the treadmill, like running, walking and jogging on the treadmill recently. And then, like, just before Christmas, I had been talking to a lady on my weight loss surgery forum. This is a forum that we just all, you know, go on and have a chat about weight loss related stuff. Oh dear. Weight loss related stuff and our struggles and our milestones and everything in between. And so basically, I was talking to this one lady who had a band, and she said she had just joined a ladies' running club. And that is quite close to Cheltenham in a little town called Churchtown. So I thought, well, if Churchtown has a ladies' running club, I wonder if Cheltenham has one, because I thought, Churchtown, yeah, it's not far away, but it's far away for me to get to. You know, because you obviously rely on, I rely heavily on public transport methods and stuff, and I wouldn't know how I would get, although it would have been nice to meet her that way, but I just didn't see the way it was going to work. So I decided to Google, Ladies Beginners Runners Club in Cheltenham. And I found a few, and I found one that I recognised, the place where they met I recognised, because it's quite close to a gym I used to go to. So I decided to email her, her name was Kerry. I said basically that I'm visually impaired and that I really wanted to start running, but I just don't know. I really want to start running. What should we be willing? Publish button. Speech off. Okay, I'm completely... I lost my thread now because I just received a phone call, a FaceTime call. So I think where I was I emailed the lady and I said, would you be willing to take somebody on who's completely impaired? And she said, well, actually, I'm coaching other coaches to make the most of their disabled athletes. But she said she herself never had any disabled athletes at all. So she was kind of excited about it. And so that happened before Christmas. And I didn't reply to her straight away, because she had given me her number, and she sort of like ring me for a chat. So I hadn't until like I came back from Germany, about the 8th of January it was, I believe, yeah. So I basically rang her then, I explained why I hadn't been in touch before. She's like, I thought I rang wrote the email wrong or something, and you just decided not to do it a bit, and after all I said, well, no, I am definitely interested in doing it, obviously busy over Christmas, really sorry about that, you know, all that stuff. And so we started talking, and I explained what I needed. I said, well, I don't need a guide, as it were, like, I don't need someone to tether themselves to me. In fact, I actually hate that. So I said, all I need is someone to run alongside me or, you know, in front of me, and I should be okay. So we decided to do a trial run and basically see what I need and see how she coped. So we did a 2-mile run 2 weeks ago just to give it a little try. And it was obviously going really, really well. So she's like, yeah, okay. So originally, I was supposed to be signed up to the beginner's course. And that's what I wanted. I really wanted to do beginners. But 3 days after the trial run, I managed, for some reason, I don't quite know how, I still haven't got no idea how, because I actually think I'm struggling with it now, but for some reason I managed to do 5K. And so I told her that. And she said, well, you can't do beginners then, really. I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, that would be way under your ability. So she was a bit unsure of what to do. Because later on I found out that the beginners would have only done 7 minutes of half walking, half running. Whereas, you know, the next step, the next group, the next difficult, the next kind of step from that beginner's course was a 4-miler. So that was either easy peasy, too boring, or it was being thrown into the deep end, having to run on the road with a new coach I hadn't had before. And I said to the main coach, I said, well, you know what, Kerry? I said, I leave that completely to you. I said, if you trust me to do it, if you think I can do the 4-miler, then I will do that. But if you'd rather have me in the beginners group, I'll do that. But she said, no, actually, she talked to the other coach and they decided that actually it would be too easy to do beginners. So I did the 4-miler, and I actually managed to run the whole lot. Now, I don't know why, but on the treadmill, I never managed to run quite as much. I never managed to run quite as much, but I'm quicker, I'm easier exhausted on the treadmill. And I think I know why now. I think it's simply the fact that, and I mentioned that in my previous boo, but I thought I'll also put it on here, because obviously this is going to be my running blog kind of thing. But basically, I think the reason I find it easier to run longer on the road than on the treadmill is a weird thing, really, but I think what it is just the fact that sometimes, like when you have to wait to cross busy roads, or when you have to regroup and the coach is telling people where the next loopback spot is. Loopback, by the way, means where you have to turn back, run back to the coach and, stuff. So those things, the small, quick, like small little times of recovery can actually help already. So even if I have like half a minute of slowing down or stopping, it can actually help me to recover sufficiently that I can keep going. Whereas on the treadmill, I haven't got a reason to stop, so I normally don't stop. I just literally keep going, unless I've got a stitch or something like that. I'm just going to check if everything is okay with this. Ooh, yuck. I hate when rice sticks to my fingers. So, you know, that's probably why I find it harder on the treadmill. Also, you know, obviously, sometimes you do get a bit of a break even while running with the group or like outside, because it's easier sometimes. Like sometimes there might be a complete, like a nice, you know, piece of downhill, you know, or something like that. So all this, of course, helps. All these things. All these things help to make it a bit more relaxed, I suppose, whereas on the treadmill it's like kind of non-stop, same speed, and the treadmill is also more boring, and you sweat quicker because I don't know, you don't sweat as quickly outside, especially now because it's cold. Also, I'm wondering, and this is another thing, I wonder if I'm generally a bit quicker on the treadmill because, let's face it, you know, I don't have to worry about bumping into posts in the dark or, you know, worrying about uneven ground or being able to see where I'm going and stuff. 2, 3, 4, there we go. So maybe that's another reason. So my homework, this is some homework that I actually enjoy, although at first it's quite tough. My homework for this week was that I should do another 3-miler. And that I also should start a running log or like a training diary. Now, I haven't done the training diary yet, guilty, Your Honour, but I've done the 3-miler today. In fact, I've done it this evening. I think this is the mix bench, yes. Just talking to myself while I'm doing this, because I'm doing mixed veg. Frozen mixed veg, it's lovely. So basically, yeah. So I've done the 3-miler. So basically, what I was supposed to do with the training diary was put down how long I've run, where, like, you know. Was it uneven? Was it hill, road? Was it treadmill? You know, that kind of stuff. And then, like, how long it took me, and how it felt. So, like, did it feel good, tiring, cold? Doing this very much, and all that kind of stuff. So that's what I'm supposed to be putting into the training diary, which I might well do after dinner today, or tea, or whatever you call it. Sorry about the noise in the background. I'm trying to measure mixed veg by putting them into my hands, and it's not that easy actually. I think that's almost enough now, to be honest. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing. And I'm also, she said to me 1 3-miler, but I want to see if I can get another one into the end. Not today, hell no. Friday. So, I'm trying to get to leave like 2 days, between, like 1 day between it. So, like this week it would have been Monday training day, Tuesday rest day, Wednesday training day, Thursday rest day, Friday running day, Saturday and Sunday rest day for the weekend, so that on Monday I can go back to the club. That's what I'm thinking of doing, and that's what my plan is, and I'm not even letting my cold, you know, my cold certainly is not stopping me for that. Absolutely not a chance. I'm just putting this a bit, so there we go. So, there we go, that's my story about running, I suppose. 1, 2, 3, 4. And about how it all started. Shit. Excuse the language, people. So, yeah. How am I finding it so far? I'm loving it. Now, there's a difference on how I enjoy the, oh my gosh, my ears are dry, how I'm enjoying, you know, the club runs, like, outside, and how I'm enjoying the treadmill runs. Treadmill runs are a lot harder to enjoy. I mean, yeah, you've got your music, you know, and I've got good music on there, you know, really upbeat, which really helps me through. And that's great, and I need that. But it drags. Even with music, it really drags. You really have to rely eventually on the endorphins to carry you through. Whereas when I'm outside, I run through places I recognise, or nice scenery, or I just chat to the people who I'm running with. And it makes time go quicker, and it makes the run more enjoyable. Also, of course, the surface is varying, so basically you haven't just got your treadmill. But you have your you know, you've got your uphill, downhill, you've got a road, you've got a bit of a parky bit, you've got busy road, you've got not so busy road. It makes it all a bit more interesting. Is that boiling properly yet? So that's, that's why I love running. I love running with the club because A, they're so encouraging, and B, I mean, like, I do get a bit spurred on if people loop me back and I'm thinking, damn, I want to get there. I really want to get there. I want to be able to loop back. I want to be able to be in front of people and needing to loop back because otherwise it's too easy or something. I want to get there, but I think I will. And also, what the coach said to me Monday was that I mustn't forget the fact that eventually the beginners will start to do the intermediate, like the Amber group, and I will be miles ahead of them because they have not had the experience I had or the training I had. So eventually, I will need to loop back in order to not leave them behind. So I am excited and slightly scared, but I've seen this tweet floating around saying, if your goal doesn't excite you and scare you at the same time, you haven't set your goals high enough. And my goal of a half marathon, maybe even next year, scares me. My goal of 10k this year scares me, even though I've done 6.4k before. So I'm more than halfway there. Ooh, sugar. Better turn that down now. So that excites me. And it scares me. It really scares me. Oh god, I hate this thing.
10 minutes, 20 minutes. Start. Timer only. 20 minutes.
Yeah, so my goal scares me and excites me at the same time. And I think that's how it's supposed to be anyway. So even 10k scares me and excites me, but the fact that I've already been doing over 5k excites me so much that I'm thinking, actually, I'm not that scared. I mean, I'm scared, but I'm not... Oh my god, I will never be able to do that. I'm like, it's daunting. But I think I will be able to do it. You know, slow steps. So yeah, I love running. I really do. And also, which I was very, very honoured, to be honest. My coach talked to her mentor, who was coaching her in coaching others. And Carrie told her about me. Like, my coach told her about me. And I'm assuming she also told her about, you know, my transformation from, like, 310 pounds or 23 almost stone, size 26, not being able to walk 5 minutes down the road, to a vibrant size 14, 185 pounds, still heavy but getting there, or 13 and a half stone lady who loves running and who can run over 5k. And I think that really the mentor found that very inspiring, and so she asked Carrie if she could ask me if, I think it's England Athletics or something, can write about me. Now, when that's gonna happen, I don't know. But it's happening and I'm excited, because what I want to do really is inspire other people. I mean, my journey is my journey and I'm excited to live my journey, but at the same time, I really, 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 really want to inspire other people to do, like, I think if I can do it, they can do it too. So, anyway. I'm going to leave you with this now because my battery is getting low, and I will talk to you all on my running booze next time when I've got more to report. Till then, to those of you who do, keep running. Speech on. Type 2. Pause recording.